Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
So today on this special bonus episode of Above Deck, we'll be discussing Captain Sandy and Toomey's Watch What Happens Live appearance from last week and some other happenings in Hot Tub Convo. And then we're going to recap season 8 of Below Deck Med in the style of Stefan from SNL. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, hit pause, go to YouTube, look up Stefan SNL, watch some clips, and then you will understand.
You can listen to past Stefan recaps on episodes 23, 47, 67, 93, and 110. That's amazing.
I know, that's a lot.
I don't remember doing that many. So without further ado, we give you our Med Season 8 recap, Stefan style.
Okay, here we go. Despite the cost of travel, thousands of tourists are expected to visit the Med this winter. Here with some tips for out-of-towners is our super yacht correspondent, Kelly.
If you are looking for a good time, look no further. Italy's hottest yacht is Mustique. This boat has everything. Open relationships, pearl necklaces, blindfold dinners, Eiffel Tower meters, Hello Kitty birthdays, a mentalist, and a drunk guest that wanders around the crew cabins late at night.
Sounds intriguing. So who is the captain on this yacht?
Captain Sandy is back. And this time, she's not being a micromanager. Instead, she's pretending to fire the chef.
Remember?
Yeah, now I do. Instead, she's pretending to fire the chef and stirring up drama by telling Luca's girlfriend that he's texting other girls.
Okay. Well, let's say that the charter guests want to go to like a really happening club. Where do you think they should go?
Located on a cursed motor yacht in a busy commercial port, this club is managed by infamous bosun with fraudulent paperwork. It's called You Will Never Control Me. Needless to say, this place has everything. Influenza, blanket forts, foam parties with no foam, broken wrists, and pirate scavenger hunts, Brazilian dancers, and Teletubby.
Okay, well, is there a secret password to get into the club?
When you arrive at the dock, you'll be greeted by a hyperactive Frenchman in a pirate hat. The password to get in is Teletubbies. Okay. When you get inside, the organization will be a shit show, and there may or may not be a cat hiding on board. Look who's at the bar. Is that a rabid koala? No, it's Natalia, and she's here to surprise everyone. Wait, what's that you say? Everyone knew she was coming. Regardless, she's here.
Okay, cool. So what kinds of activities are there to do off of the boat?
Genoa's most exclusive tour is called Industrial Tour of the Port. It features container ships, trash, planes taking off, a shipyard, and a wanker named Jeff who will complain the whole time.
Well, that really sounds enjoyable. What about the food on board?
Italy's hottest restaurant is Just Jack. The menu features surf-a-turf, rainbow pancakes, vegetarian pasta, seafood towers, medium plus steak, indoor eggs, and bubble and squeak.
What is bubble and squeak?
No one really knows, but I think it involves soap and a mouse.
Okay. So is Captain Sandy hiring yachties for Mustique still?
Don't sit around and wink. Mustique is hiring. If you love to talk in metaphors, have a poor immune system, love celebrity guessing games, sing opera, use iPads to clean cabins, want to hug baby walruses, have a butterfly tattoo, and like wearing short robes, this could play. This could be the place for you. If you don't know how to do laundry, don't worry. Lily will teach you.
I bet she will. Well, that sounds great. Thank you, Kelly, so much for that overview of Motor Yacht Mustique. We'll be sure to check it out.
Yes.
Yes. Good job.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Combo.
This is Kyle from Below Deck Mediterranean Season 7, your service queen. I just want to say I'm so honored to be on the Above Deck podcast with your hosts, Sarah and Kelly, where you get to learn so much more about me and our fantastic relationship we share together.
We are supported by Waterlust. Waterlust is an apparel company that visually represents various marine and freshwater science conservation efforts. With unique prints inspired by marine species, 10% of their profits go towards marine science research and education. Made with the environment in mind from soft, quick-dry fabric, their clothes are chlorine, saltwater, and sunscreen resistant with UPF 50+ sun protection.
From tiger sharks to sea turtles, you will love their fun patterns on leggings, board shorts, and more. I personally have the Whale Shark Warrior Sun shirt, which is perfect for dive boats, and I even wore it one time to keep warm on a plane. It offers sun protection, and it has a hood with, get this, a ponytail slot.
Nice.
And it's a great conversation piece. When I was in Rotan, I met another diver this past year who was wearing the abalone full body sunsuit underneath her wetsuit, and we really bonded over our love of Waterlust gear.
To support marine conservation and this podcast, go to waterlust.com/abovedeck. That's waterlust.com/abovedeck.
It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
So we saw on Instagram that Haley from OG was visiting Chef Zarina in Palma last week. And now Chef Jack and Harry are visiting her. Mm-hmm. So did you see the call on me video they made last week?
I did. I didn't realize that they were imitating like another video. But today I went back and watched the call on me video and I was like, oh, this makes so much more sense. It's even funnier now.
Oh, my gosh. There were some budgie smugglers and
some close-ups of budgie smugglers.
Yeah, it was super fun. So also, Culver and Lara were hanging out at a club in West Palm.
Yeah, that's cool. Love seeing a crossover.
You never hear them saying, oh, they were hanging out, you know, in downtown Columbus or
getting coffee.
I mean, even Kendall Jenner comes to Columbus to go to bar things on campus. Yeah.
Why?
Because she has a tequila and young kids like to drink soap. So
nice. Interesting. Okay, so I know I said that we would not be discussing traitors on the show because there are no Below Deck people. Well, guess what? Kate Chastain is back, and I'm not giving anything away because they've had lots of commercials and previews showing that she's going to be back. So what they did is they brought in a secret player partway into the game, and that's Kate. And so this is going to be super interesting. Traitors airs on Peacock with new episodes every Thursday. And let me tell you, I'm chomping at the bit every week for a new episode. Like today, I was like, oh, there hasn't been a Traitors episode. And I was like, wait, it's only Monday. I've only been a few days without Traitors. I think I'm going to have to go watch like Traitors Australia or something just to like get my fix.
Well, now it just sounds fun. Now, is Phaedra on this season?
Phaedra is on this season. Yeah.
I love really me good. Some Phaedra.
She is definitely what helps make this season really good. So, awesome. Yeah, I really want you to watch it so we can discuss it.
I will. I might have a little bit of time this week, so I can probably do that.
Sounds good. There's only like 3 or 4 episodes so far, so
you're
not far behind.
Captain Sandy and Toomey were on Watch What Happens Live last week. Toomey had on these tall silver boots, so pretty. She looked so great. Her hair, everything was just
everything looked good.
Chef's kiss. Captain Sandy's fiance Leah was behind the bar, and they all look gorgeous. They truly did, just super pretty.
Yeah.
Andy asked who on the interior was responsible for most of the drama. Sandy took a long pause, and if I remember right, they looked at each other.
Yes.
Kind of like, but then she said, "We all know it was Kyle." So Toomey said, "Watching the show back, she's surprised she didn't realize how much Kyle was stirring the pot." So. I mean, I get it. He just like in there mixing it up. I was kind of
surprised that Sandy didn't give a more like PC answer. Like, well, you know, several people were involved in that. Yeah. She's just like, it was all Kyle.
I wonder if this is all part of the storyline.
Yeah.
For next season. Oh, you think? Maybe it's a spinoff. Maybe Kyle. I will start that rumor. Okay. Kyle's getting a spinoff show.
Oh my God, so many people would be so upset.
We wouldn't. We'd love it.
No.
Also, on the show, charter guest Amanda was in the audience, and she is Sandy and Leah's wedding planner.
Yeah, how cool is this?
Yeah, very exciting. We're waiting for our invite.
Oh, exactly. Well, it's going to be a very small wedding, we know. So,
well, good.
So did I ever tell, I don't know if I told you this, we had so much going on with BravoCon, but did I ever tell you that Amanda invited us to watch their last episode that she was on the Monday after BravoCon, like in Vegas, like they had a little watch party. I think Toomey was there. I think they were in their pajamas. Ugh. But we had already left Vegas cause it was Monday night. So
they couldn't do it on Sunday. Well, I guess the show's aired on Monday.
Yeah. Anyway, that would have been fun.
That would have been a good time. Sandy was asked, out of all the chefs she's worked with, who would she want to cater her wedding? And she said, Chef Dave. And I 100% believe that.
Yeah, she always says he's the best chef she's ever worked with.
Yeah. I think that cake with the pirate ship just over
that
the top.
That's cool. So speaking of Chef Dave, I can confirm that he is catering Sandy's wedding.
What?
So I got to hear about the menu for it on Sunday. Yeah. Hopefully I'm allowed to say this.
Okay.
So I went to Sunday Funday at Republic this past weekend, and Chef Dave was there to promote his new cookbook. And I just want to show you guys how beautiful this book is.
Oh, that's pretty. So for those of us who don't know what Republic is.
Oh, well, if you watch Southern Charm or Southern Hospitality, that's Leva's bar, restaurant, whatever she owns with her husband. And all his kids work at from Southern Hospitality. Anyway, Dave did a book signing there, and this is the book. And I just want to show you a couple things.
Okay.
So
this is a whole visual part, so you have to jump over to YouTube
to check
this out.
Okay, so it's divided up by countries that he has worked and cooked in. So that's
what a great idea!
Yes. And I want to show you a couple recipes that I'm excited about. So his girlfriend told me that this soup recipe is so good. It's a pea soup recipe.
5-minute sweet pea and garlic soup. Okay.
Yeah. And see how there's only like 5 ingredients.
Love that.
Like all of the recipes are like that. It's not made for like super yacht chefs that can, you know, cook with all these exotic... It's made for regular
people?
It's for regular people. So I think I can actually cook most of the things in this book. And then this is one I'm very excited about, making my own homemade brioche buns.
Shut the front door.
All the photography in the book is so good. Besides pictures of food, there's pictures of Dave like doing all his extreme sports and
love
stuff.
That.
Anyway, highly recommend. Let's see. What else can I tell you about Sunday Funday? Okay. Oh, also go buy the book on Amazon. That's where you can get it. You can get hardcover or paperback. Let's see. Sorry.
Did you meet anybody from Southern Charm?
I did. And I'll put the link in the show notes of like where you can buy the book. So at Republic, I met TJ, Maddie, and Emmy, who are from Southern Hospitality.
Fun.
TJ is the bartender. And Maddie and Emmy weren't working. They were just like there to say hi. And they were super nice. I saw Rod from Southern Charm briefly. He just like walked by on the street and like waved.
Which one is this? With the glasses?
No, the one without the glasses. The one that dated Olivia.
The one with the glasses is not nice.
No, we
we
met him
experienced that.
BravoCon. He was not very nice. No. I don't think he'll be back because he was pretty irrelevant on the show this season. Anyway,
but I digress.
It was nice, Rod.
Yeah.
So let's see. Our buddy Chase Lee Max was there with his girlfriend and the crew from his boat, Grace. So that was really fun. I got to meet Kieran, who's the videography person. And then Chase's cousin Alan is here from England. He's doing the crossing to the Bahamas with them.
Awesome.
They're leaving very soon. So we wish them lots of luck with that trip. I got our book signed.
Yay!
Anyway, I recorded a little clip with Dave talking about his book.
Hey guys, I'm at Republic. Look who I'm with. Hey. It's Chef Dave. Kelly, I got your book signed for you, so I'll be bringing that to you.
What's up, Kelly?
Dave, have you enjoyed Charleston?
Honestly, Charleston's insane. It's probably one of the best cities I've been to. It's beautiful. It's got almost looks like a sunny London. The food's incredible. I had one of the best coffees I've had in my life today.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Yeah, so you packed that. Felix was awesome. Great. Y
It's so good, you guys. The recipes are actually simple enough that someone that's not a world-class chef could make the recipes. And gorgeous photography. You guys know I'm a photographer. Gorgeous. Beautiful book. So congratulations, and we wish you all the best.
Love you guys.
All right, we love you. Bye.
But overall, it was a great weekend, and we really missed you, Kelly.
Well, I missed you, too, and trust me, I tried to get there.
I know there you did. Just,
I just couldn't afford to take out a loan to get there. My God, everybody wants to go to Charleston.
Apparently. Chase reiterated that you must move here. So just so you know.
Give me a few years. We'll see what I can do.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, you guys are opening your bank that you work at here, right?
Yes, so we're starting to head that way. So if so we can get a little bit further into the Carolina, like into South Carolina,
yeah,
I'm there.
We'll send you down here.
But when I told my boss that, he didn't really smile that much.
No, well, you're like his right-hand person. So.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let you go. No. Not anytime soon. But anyway,
we'll figure it out. I'll visit as much as possible.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media production.